It was in 1986, 25 years ago this month, that President Ronald Reagan signed into law the national holiday honoring the Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. But Lee Turner, pastor of Santa Rosa's Community Baptist Church, notes that King's birthday has been an occasion for celebration here, starting well before that.
We've been doing it since before it was a national holiday, back in the early 60s. It started out at Community Baptist Church in this community, and just grew from there over the years to keep people aware of some of the things that Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King showed us when he was alive.
This year, for the first time, however, the man who initiated these local celebrations will not be present. The Reverend James Coffey, longtime leader of the Community Baptist Church and Turner's uncle, passed away late last summer at the age of 76.
It does put somewhat of a feeling of emptiness. Something is missing this year, because he was so prevalent in the years preceding, and he did so much to help shape this community through advocating that people get together. Building bridges is one of his big things, is to build bridges and not walls.
For the past several years, the Martin Luther King holiday event has been billed as a day on, not a day off. Turner says that's an affirmation of one of Dr. King's important themes.
One of the things that Dr. King advocated was community involvement, service to the community, and we certainly want to keep that going in this community. A lot of times people will get caught in a rut of going to work and going home and going to work and going home, and then the weekend I get to relax and kind of forget that, you know, we have a community that needs their service in a lot of ways.
The annual celebration of the life and teachings of the slain civil rights leader also serves as a reminder that racism remains an active force in our society, Turner adds, even if it's no longer as overt as it was during King's lifetime.
In the early 60s, you had the signs, colored and white bathroom, colored and white water fountains. There were definitely positions that weren't open to African-American and people of color. So now some of the subtleties of the racism and the hate are still there and tend to fester in a more subtle way.
Events such as those that will mark Dr. King's birthday this year help counter that residual racism, Turner believes, by underscoring our human commonality.
When someone hurts, there's no race or color line that hurt chooses. When someone needs help, when someone is homeless, race doesn't come into play. And not only that, when someone needs direction, those things are universal.
The two-part Martin Luther King Jr. birthday celebration this year begins at Santa Rosa High on Sunday afternoon and continues throughout the day Monday at Community Baptist Church on Sonoma Avenue. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.